Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. We're expecting details today on the federal and provincial investment in another electric vehicle project. This one involves Honda. The company will be announcing its plan to build a battery-producing facility north of Toronto. As well, it's retooling an existing assembly plant to produce electric vehicles exclusively. Industry analysts say the cost of the project could easily reach $15 billion. Both Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ontario Premier Doug Ford will be on hand for today's rollout. Donald Trump's legal teams are busy today on two fronts. In New York, his criminal hush money trial continues. And in Washington, his constitutional argument is going before the Supreme Court. It's Trump's claim that, as a former president, he has immunity from criminal prosecution. Steve Futterman reports.
The president has to have immunity.
The immunity claim would prevent him from ever being tried for his actions on January 6th. Some legal experts have mocked Trump's claim, including former federal prosecutor Andrew Weissman.
There's no way that there's going to be immunity in this case.
As for Trump's hush money trial in New York, this will be the second day on the witness stand for David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. On Tuesday, jurors heard how Pecker helped Trump in 2016 by not publishing a number of embarrassing stories, including Trump's alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. It's a method called catch and kill, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times.
David Pecker was very poised, and I think that he's going to tell a story that the jury is going to find pretty compelling.
Trump, as required, will be in the New York courtroom again today, but it's likely he will also be getting updates from Washington. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, several Trump allies are facing charges in Arizona, among them former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. They're both accused of attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in that state. Emergency crews are battling a significant fire in the BC interior that has closed a highway and prompted a tactical evacuation. The BC Wildfire Service says the out-of-control wildfire is burning in the Peace River Regional District and the District of Chetwynd. It's one of 160 wildfires currently burning in BC and Alberta, signifying an early and alarming start to this year's wildfire season. Meanwhile, scientists say the reach of the El Niño weather system is about to come to an end. But that doesn't mean we can expect to see a cooling off of global temperatures. In fact, it might just be the opposite. Nicole Mortellaro explains.
2023 isn't a year many Canadians will forget. It was the hottest summer on record, the hottest year, and we experienced the worst wildfire season in history. Now, there's the fear that we could be in for a repeat this year, even though El Niño is expected to end by the middle of spring.
So the long-term trends are not the surprising thing.
Gavin Schmidt is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He says 2023's anomalous rise in temperature could have been a blip, but
seeing, you know, how things are working out this year, it suggests that 2024 is going to be almost the same as 2023.
El Niño typically raises global temperatures in the following year, and 2024 has already started with record highs. With an early start to wildfire season in BC and Alberta, it's likely many people are anxious about what summer has in store. Nicole Mortellaro, CBC News, Toronto.
Cleanup crews are on the scene of the most famous cabaret club in Paris. The sails of the iconic red windmill atop the Moulin Rouge fell to the ground overnight. It's not clear what caused the incident at the cabaret, which is 135 years old. The sails fell down a little after 2 o'clock local time, but the boulevard was empty and no one was injured. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.